Side 2. Lesson 65. Sue's Diary. Farmer Gimble arrived.
Grandfather and I watched the donkey. It was still in the middle of the road. Then, a policeman arrived. "Whose donkey is it?" he asked. "It's Farmer Gimble's," I said. "Look, he's coming." Then, Farmer Gimble arrived. "You must move your donkey," the policeman said. Farmer Gimble pulled and the policeman pushed, but the donkey didn't move. He laughed, but the car drivers were very cross.
Lesson 67. Sue's Diary. Give him a carrot.
Grandfather and I watched Farmer Gimble and the policeman. "You can't move this donkey," the policeman shouted. "What can we do?" Farmer Gimble asked. "Give him a carrot," Grandfather cried. "That's a good idea," Farmer Gimble said. "Here," Farmer Gimble called. The donkey noticed the carrot and jumped up. He followed Farmer Gimble across the road, and that was the end of the traffic jam.
Lesson 69. Sue's Diary. We said goodbye.
Grandma and Grandpa stayed with us for 6 days. They went home today, and we went to the station with them. On the way, we noticed Farmer Gimble's donkey in a field. "He's very quiet today," Grandpa said. We arrived at the station at 11:30 and said goodbye. "We had a lot of good fun," I said. "Come again soon," Sandy said.
Lesson 71. Sue's Diary. Lucky or unlucky?
Yesterday, it was Friday, the 13th of March. It was Sandy's unlucky day. In the morning, he cut his finger with the bread knife. Mother put some iodine on Sandy's finger, and it hurt a lot. Then, she put some sticking plaster around his finger. In the evening, we both had lots of homework, but Sandy didn't mind at all. "I can't do my homework," he said, and he didn't write a word.
Lesson 73. Sue's Diary. Who is it?
During the night, Sandy heard a strange noise and woke up. He sat up in bed and listened. Then he came into my room and told me about it. We both went downstairs. The light was on in the kitchen. We were both afraid. "Who is it?" Sandy asked. "It's only me," a voice said. Then we saw Father. "I was hungry," Father said, "so I made some sandwiches. Do you want one?"
Lesson 75. Sue's Diary. What do you want for breakfast?
This morning, Mother got up early and went into the kitchen. The kitchen was very untidy, and the light was still on. "I can't understand it," Mother said. Then Father, Sandy, and I went downstairs as well. "What do you want for breakfast?" Mother asked. "We don't want any breakfast," Father answered. "We ate some sandwiches and drank some milk at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can see that, Mother said. The refrigerator's empty.
Lesson 77. Sue's Diary. Pass it along.
Liz wrote a message during the lesson and passed it to Lily. Lily read it and passed it to me. I didn't read it because Mr. May saw me and took the piece of paper. He threw it into the waste paper basket. During playtime, Liz took the message out of the basket and showed it to me. It said, "Pass it along." "That's a silly message," I said.
Lesson 79. Sue's Diary. A New Kite.
The other day, Sandy and I bought a new kite and a big ball of string. It was very windy, so we flew our kite in the park. The wind blew hard, and our kite flew very high and very well. Then the string broke. We both tried to get the string. We ran very fast, but the wind carried the kite far away. We watched it for a long time until it flew out of sight.
Lesson 81. Sue's Diary. A Day Indoors.
The other day, it rained heavily, so we stayed indoors. We made a puppet. We used a sheet of paper, some large corks, and some string. We worked busily for 2 hours. At last, the puppet was ready. We painted his face carefully. Then Sandy pulled the strings, and our puppet danced. He danced very well.
Lesson 83. Billy's Lucky Number. At a school party, all the children bought raffle tickets. The first prize was a bicycle.
I want a boy to draw a number.
Come on, Billy!
Shut your eyes and draw a piece of paper out of this hat. What number is it?
It's number 13.
Who's got number 13?
I haven't got it!
That's funny. You must draw another one.
Just a minute. I've got number 13. 13's my lucky number.
Lesson 85. A Very Short Visit.
Tom didn't come to school today. He's ill.
Let's visit him.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Sue. Hello, Sandy. Don't come into my room. I'm ill.
We don't mind, Tom.
We've already had measles, but I haven't got measles. I've got mumps.
Oh, we haven't had mumps yet.
We don't want to catch mumps.
Goodbye, Tom.
Get well soon.
Lesson 87. I didn't play truant.
Goodness me. You're late, Sandy. Where have you been?
I've been to the cinema, Mum.
The cinema?
I saw a lovely film this afternoon.
A lovely film? Sandy, did you go to school today?
Of course, Mum.
My class went to the cinema today. I went as well. I'm glad to hear it. What did you think, Mum?
I didn't play truant.
Lesson 89. Try it on. Professor Boffin has been to lots of countries. He showing Sandy some unusual hats.
Have you ever been to Russia, Professor Boffin?
Yes, Sandy. I was in Russia in 1969. I bought this fur hat there. Try it on. Now you look like a Russian. I bought this hat in Mexico. I haven't been to Mexico since 1966. Try it on, Sandy. It suits you, Sandy.
I can't see a thing.
Lesson 91. How long have you been here? It's midnight. Two policemen are outside the library. Look at that.
What?
A light's on in the library.
That's funny. The library's shut.
Let's climb in and see.
Look, there's a man in the reading room.
What are you doing here?
I'm reading, but it's midnight.
How long have you been here?
I've been here since this morning. He's been here for 15 hours.
Lesson 93. There's been a mistake.
May I speak to the Chief Inspector, please?
Speaking. What? What's happened, sir? There's been a robbery at the library. Let's go there at once. Get in the car. Look, sir. There's a light on in the library. Where's the thief? There, sir. There's been a mistake. This man isn't a thief. This is Professor Boffin, the famous scientist. Lesson 95. Whoops.
Look at your muddy shoes, Sandy. Don't come into the kitchen. Don't tread on my nice clean floor. I've just polished it. I can take my shoes off, Mum.
All right, then.
Whoops! It is slippery.
What's up, Sandy?
Be careful, Sue. Mum polished this floor a few moments ago. It's very dangerous.
Ouch!
Lesson 97. That's a nice fire.
We want to help you, Mum.
What can we do? You can light a fire in the living room.
We need some paper. There's some on the table.
It's Dad's newspaper. Has he read it yet, Sue?
Yes. We read it this morning. We need some matches, too.
Here you are, Sue.
That's a nice fire. Where's my newspaper, Sue?
There, Dad.
Oh, dear. I haven't read it yet. Lesson 99. A trick.
Let's play a trick on the girl, Sandy. Look, we can put this brick in this sheet of paper and make a parcel. Now let's put the parcel on the ground.
Quick, Billy, the girls are coming.
Look, Liz, there's a parcel on the ground.
Let's take it to Mr. May.
Mr. May, we've just found this parcel. We found it a moment ago.
Open it, Sue.
Oh, look! It's only a brick.
Lesson 101. Don't waste time.
You are both very lazy this evening. You mustn't waste time. Why don't you draw some pictures?
We've already drawn some pictures.
Why don't you read your storybooks?
We've already read our storybooks.
Why don't you play a game of snakes and ladders?
We've already played a game of snakes and ladders.
Why don't you make a puppet?
We've already done so.
And what about your homework?
Oh, we haven't done that yet.
Lesson 103. A new pair of shoes. Yesterday, Mother bought Sandy a new pair of shoes. This morning, Sandy wore his new shoes to school. He kicked an old tin can all the way to school. During playtime, Sandy played football with Billy. After school, Sandy went home. Mother was cross with him. "Look at your lovely new shoes," she said. "You've worn them since this morning. You've only worn them for a few hours, and they're already old." Lesson 105. Where shall we go? It's Sunday. Mother, Father, and the children are going to spend the day at the seaside.
Where are we going to go, Dad?
Let's look at the map. Let me see. We shall go to this small village. It's beside the sea. We shall have a swim in the sea. Then we shall have a picnic.
That'll be lovely.
Come on. Let's all get in the car.
What's up, Dad?
The car won't start.
So we shall all stay at home.
Lesson 107. The robot comes to tea.
Why are you setting the table here, Mum?
Because Professor and Mrs. Boffin will come to tea this afternoon.
What time will they come?
In a short time, Sue. They'll be here at 4 o'clock.
Look, that's Mrs. Boffin. She's coming now. Open the front door, Betty.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Boffin.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Clark.
Come in, please. Where's Professor Boffin?
He'll be here in a few minutes. He's bringing our robot to tea. Our robot wants some tea, too.
Lesson 109. Fishing in the rain. Last Saturday, Father and Sandy went fishing.
Take your coats. It'll rain this morning.
We don't want our coats.
Don't take your coats then. You'll be sorry.
Your mother was right, Sandy. It's going to rain.
What do we do, Dad?
Let's go home.
Look at you. You're both wet through. Did you catch any fish?
No, we didn't, Betty. We both caught bad colds. Lesson 111. A big fire. There was a big fire in town the other day. Father, Sandy and Sue watched it from the street.
What do the firemen do now, Dad?
They'll climb that ladder.
Look, Dad. There's a man at the window. What'll he do?
He'll jump.
No, he won't. The fireman will reach him. Look. The fireman has already reached the man.
Now they'll climb down the ladder.
There's a lot of smoke coming out of that window.
They were just in time. Lesson 113. Who'll run an errand for me?
Who'll run an errand for me?
Sandy will go, Mum. I can't go now. I'm busy.
Sue'll go, Mum. I can't go now. I'm busy too.
What's the errand anyway?
I'm going to make some ice cream. I need some cream. But I shan't make any ice cream now. You're both very busy.
Ice cream? I'll go, Mum.
I'll go, Mum.
Don't fight. You can both go.
Lesson 115. L for learner.
Look, Jim. That lady in front of you is learning how to drive a car.
I can see that, Betty. There'll be an accident soon. I told you so. She's hit that lamppost.
Oh, dear.
It's all right. She isn't hurt. But look at her car. And now there'll be a traffic jam. It'll last for hours and hours.
Lesson 117. What do you want me to do?
Will you turn off the electricity for me, please, Sue? I want to change this lamp.
Shall I push up this switch, Dad?
Yes, please, Sue.
Sue? Yes, Mum?
Come here, please. Who's turned off the electricity? I can't cook the evening meal. Will you turn it on, please?
Yes, Mum.
Will you turn it off, Sue? Do you want me to get an electric shock?
Lesson 119. The end of term. It's the end of term. Sandy and Sue have brought home their reports. Father's going to read them.
It says, Sue works very well. Good girl. This is a very good report, Sue. What about yours, Sandy?
Here's mine, Dad.
It says, very good work. That's unusual for you, Sandy. Just a minute. They've made a mistake. This report doesn't belong to you.
Who does it belong to?
It belongs to your friend, Simon. You've got his report, and he's got yours.
Poor Simon.
爱未来，爱未来。